What keeps me up at night is Inspire magazine goes out to tens of thousands of people who have varying levels of interest and commitment to its contents. Half of those tens of thousands are law enforcement and intelligence officers and reporters. The other half are reading it saying, here is a set of instructions for a pressure cooker bomb. I could put that at the Boston Marathon. I could take it to Super Bowl Boulevard on Broadway. Some of them are looking at the new issue, which has a extraordinarily simple recipe, not for a pressure cooker bomb, but for a large vehicle bomb, that you can do it at home. And the Boston Marathon model, or the Tsarnaev problem, is what do you do when you're not dealing with Al-Qaeda? What do you do when you're not dealing with an Al-Qaeda affiliate? What do you do when you're dealing with Al-Qaeda-ism, which is a movement and a message, not an organization, that is spread wide, if not deep, and when the conspirators may not be contacting the network or reaching out through the channels that the U.S. government has been very good about intercepting? What if they're just talking to each other? And how does that give them opportunity to fly under your intelligence radar? And that is what keeps me up at night, because every night when I go to bed, I go down that list and say, what could we have missed today? Where did we not look? Which case that we were about to step out of, are we going to step out of just, you know, a month too early, because we need the resources to start the next one? So I'm just not sleeping that much.